welcome to another episode of the Mess Mixologist. Today we're talking about sustainability, but sustainability in a fun way. We're meeting the owner, the founder of Strudels, Mr. Strudels himself, Maxim Gelman. So let's shoot over to our interview with him, and then we're going to make a drink using these epic straws.
Right, guys, really excited today to introduce to you Mr. Strudels himself, the owner, the founder, Maxim Gelman. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
hope you're having a strudeling morning.
Very, very much so. So, obviously, I'm very aware of the Strudels brand. Absolutely love it. We use your straws and sip in all our bars. But for those viewers that don't know about Strudels, tell them a bit about the brand and yourself.
Yes. So basically, I set up Strudels about 2.5 years ago now, in December 2018. And basically, we wanted to show how easy and fun sustainability can be. Because, I mean, David Attenborough, Greta, they all do amazing work, but all the imagery, like, it's normally sustainability is perceived as quite negative and very big picture. So, like, most people, like, want to do something, but they don't know how. So we kind of like, we believe that we need millions of people to do sustainability imperfectly rather than thousands just doing it perfectly. So basically, that's why I created Strudel, to cut through that doom and gloom, to create a brand that's fun, that's happy, and then basically that inspires everyone and shows everyone that everyone can do something and like create a big picture without compromises. So you still can go get drunk and feel good about yourself, or can go enjoy your meals and feel good about yourself. And so basically we launched with our pasta straws. Yes, you heard correctly. Yeah, it's drinking straws made out of pasta. They last over an hour, don't go soggy, flavorless. So full compromise. And you have a little snack or appetizer for the fish. Just throw it overboard. Like you'll get happy fish, technically.
And they're so good, the pasta straws, because whilst, you know, we all want to be involved in sustainability, so I think the paper straws just don't cut it, do they? Like, no. You know, 10 seconds in your drink and you've got this little floppy mess. Yeah. And so I just think these are just absolutely perfect.
Yeah, they don't go soggy, and you can even drum with them. You can. We have a bunch of games on the website, so if someone is, if you have like kids around, like give or, like some lots of drinking games, like they're very versatile. And obviously, you can drink your drink, and so even multiple drinks. So if you want to be, again, if you're in a more like home environment, I guess like you can do 2, 3, 4 drinks. So the colder the drink, the longer they last. So they'll last across like 3, 4 drinks in a home environment. I mean, again, yeah, if you drink an hour, maybe not, but like a normal 15, 20 minute per drink. And then in the bar, same thing. Obviously, if you're then serving customer, like, let's say only a gin and tonic, you can ask, like, do you want to reuse the straw? So again, it doesn't go soggy, and like you're actually enjoying yourself and you're doing something good. And then they're also available in like those beautiful reads. So, I mean, yeah, you have one of the sample packs. So that's like the retail packs. So it's even like a cutout mustache.
Fantastic. That's what you need on a night out, a cutout mustache for your store.
Yes, yeah, so suddenly you'll get lots of people there with a cutout mustache. So, I mean, yeah, so that's like the retail pack. So that was our start. So like with that, we kind of like get lots of viral press. We've been, so some of you might have seen us on Unilad, Lad Bible, lots of different media. And then so most recently, we then introduced new products, like very exciting. So let's start with the cups. So like... Yeah. So this is like edible cups, edible wafer cups. There's like in two sizes. Like, so they actually are for hot drinks, believe it or not, like 40 minutes. They last in hot, with hot drinks. Basically, they stay crispy afterwards. And basically, it's great for cocktails, for coffee, for desserts.
Why don't we have one to make our cocktail into that?
Exactly. There you go. Should we try it?
I'll tell you what, if you send me one, I'll cut it perfectly and chop this out of the video so no one will know. They'll all think that it's just arrived.
Perfect. The good old Photoshop.
Yeah.
Or whatever the video software is. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, no, because, yes, I mean, the cocktails taste amazing. So plus you have a snack after. So we actually done recently like a nice, like also like a slushy cocktail with like a slushy ice cream for one of our products. I mean, yeah, I mean, so as I say, I mean, like, I mean, they're made for coffee initially, but everyone seems to be using it for like cocktails, desserts. So it's definitely like a big, so all our products are generally big talking points. So you're guaranteed to impress a lot of people. And then, yeah, here you have a nice like infused cup of wafer is going to hit you at the end.
So it's wafer that one's made out of.
Basically, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, they smell good. They actually taste very, very nice. So, yeah, just basically a wafer that's obviously, like, pressed much stronger and stuff, like, fully vegan, everything. But, yeah, like, fully sustainable cocktail. And
amazing.
And then the next products are edible spoons. So they're from Biscuit. So there's, like, three sizes. So, I mean, this is, like, that's, like, the two small ones for ice cream.
Yeah.
And then there is, like, a medium one for dessert. And then, like, a big one for, like, soup. So this one actually works even, like, for hot meals, hot liquids for 30 minutes. And then, obviously, like, the small ones are just, like, for ice cream. So, again, like, instead of this, what's it called? The flake that you put in.
Yeah, you stick your spoon in.
Yeah, there you go. No, you strudel it.
You strudel spoon in. You just don't put any sauce on it or you'll have sticky fingers. Wait till the end.
Exactly. And then there's coffee stirrers, also from Biscuit. So, again, like, you can drink your coffee, stir it up. So again, and then those two are actually even gluten-free. So that's that. And then, like, the last products in the range are basically eco plates and bowls. So they're also technically edible. So they're made from wheat bran. It's like different sizes. So they even microwave safe. So I guess for outdoor events, again, like no way, like you can just chuck them in with the food waste or, I don't know, give it to the dog to munch on, or you can munch some as well. But it's obviously a mouthful. And so that's kind of like the current range. Like it's obviously like great for outdoor, indoor, obviously like also like, but we have like lots of like bigger indoor places looking at this for like desserts. Because again, it's for an experience and stuff. And yeah, there's more products coming. So we're looking at a lot of different products. But yeah, so that's the strudels world.
That's the full strudels world at the moment. So obviously, like, this started in December 18.
Yeah.
We mentioned before, you're originally born in Russia, moved to Germany.
Yeah.
Germany, obviously, probably one of Europe's leaders in kind of sustainability and recycling. Have you always been conscious of like the impact that we're having on the environment?
Yes and no. So I was conscious of plastic pollution just because, like, I guess from the traveling and like, because I mean, we dive as well. So like, I guess from that perspective. Always like, I guess that's what triggered it. It's like the shock of like seeing all the stuff underwater, especially over a period of time. Because I mean, when we started, it was, I mean, not relatively clean. I guess we chose some nice places, but like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, the more time continued, the worse it got. And I guess then, and then basically it was just like triggered from there. I then just saw some places using it for, like, it was basically like some Italians were using it for fun. Then basically like from that perspective, it kind of all started making click in my head. And like, then strudels was more, I guess, again, was just in the right time at the right place. So
you've traveled quite widely in the past. Yeah. I assume with your diving and life in general. What did you do before strudels?
So I have a strategy consulting background. So I did I did work with anything from like diapers for the elderly to like car parts to agriculture. So like a very wide background. And then most recently in London, I've been working with like different startups, like in the tech space, retail, fashion. So a very wide background. So yeah, it's fun.
Awesome. So obviously we're going to go on to make a drink with these strudels so we can kind of showcase how good they are. Let's talk about you. Where's the best place you've ever had a drink? The one that sticks out in your memory?
I guess it was because of the atmosphere, like, I guess, like, in Bali, like, it's just because, I guess, it was all the right atmosphere, I guess, like, it didn't matter, like, at the end of the day, even what the drink is, because, I mean, like, my favorite drink in general, I guess, unfortunately, without the strudel, it's, like, partly, like, old-fashioned, and then with strudel, it's a mojito, so, like, there, obviously, I had my mojito, and, like, yeah, it just was just, like, beautiful setting and everything.
Amazing. So obviously the range is growing now as well. So you've got the cups, you've got the drinks market covered, the plates, the spoons. What's next in the strudels pipeline?
Yeah, so we're currently, so basically like how we've designed the brand is like that we constantly can incubate new eco innovations globally. So we're at the moment, we're looking at like more kind of like edible plates and bowls and like, and other like tableware products, obviously like cutlery. I guess that's the big demand. Everyone's kind of like asking for cutlery. And then like, so yeah, just constantly like extending that whole disposable tableware market. So basically that we have something for every event. And then also going forward, I guess also looking at more paper products and stuff. Because again, with like, this is obviously, again, we're not trying to give something like a perfect solution, because that's not existent. Like the perfect is obviously, I mean, like not using anything, but that's not realistic. So we're just trying to get as perfect as possible, as close to it as possible. So again, it will just have to be like 100% biodegradable, compostable, and fun to use. Because I mean, that's the main objective, is like to inspire those.
Yeah, make people want to use them, isn't it? Right. Rather than like the choice that you kind of have to go, like a paper straw is something that you kind of have to use, but you kind of resent using because you can't suck a milkshake through it within 10 seconds, it's soaking wet. Which is why I think, like the usability and the fun factor is phenomenal. Exactly. And you partnered with a charity as well, haven't you?
Yes. So Clean Ocean Sailing. So basically, we've created a Make a Splash campaign. Actually, you can do that after we do the mojito. So basically, Make a Splash. So I'll just quickly run you through the charity. So basically, they have an old sailboat off the coast of Cornwall, and they basically clean remote areas. So normally, you know, beach clean, you walk by foot and clean the very accessible stuff. So what they do, which is amazing, is basically clean inaccessible areas. So like they they anchor the boat in the middle of the area, and then like take like recycled canoes and things like that to remote areas like the Isle of Scilly and places like that. So, and they have like an old 120-year-old refurbished sailboat, and like that's what they use. So again, if anyone's in the area for volunteering, just hit them up. And then so we partnered with them to create a Make a Splash campaign. So obviously Make a Splash is in transferable form, make a difference, but also obviously in our case, and that's what I mean, like, so we had lots of like other like lots of like amazing mixologists like drop a straw in the drink to make a splash, just so we can do that at the end as well to like that we care. Then we created a sail design competition. So basically we're currently raising funds to redesign their spinnaker sail, so they don't have to use an engine in that sense. And so there's a sail design competition open to kids and adults. So half the sail is pre-designed, and then the other half can be designed, obviously then for design to be on there for 10 to 15 years. And then the runner-ups will go on the little flags as well. So that's what, and then obviously we're trying to raise money and help them obviously like to with their daily stuff. And then also as part of the Make a Splash, we've done something with like little Boy Scouts. So we created a little badge that they get like for doing litter picking and stuff like that. So we do quite a lot kind of like on the educational fun stuff, and basically like trying to make a splash and like show and inspire how fun and easy it all can be.
Awesome. It's amazing. So you partner with these guys, obviously, into sailing. I know, obviously, you're big in the UK market. You mentioned to me, obviously, off camera, that you've done a bit in the yachting market already. Yeah. You're kind of in with a couple of provisioners. You're looking to expand your network of provisioners at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. So we've done something in France, obviously, like pre-COVID. So we're definitely keen to, because, I mean, again, it's great. I mean, I guess the case is strong because you're out on the boat around the water. So again, obviously, there's no pollution, it's zero waste. And it's definitely a talking point. So anyone coming with you, and like, it's definitely like, it's good for them. I mean, kids love it, adults love it. So I mean, it's definitely like a cool, like Mr. Strudels will be happy. He looks like me, I know. A little bit. So yeah, I can never change my glasses, I guess. So.
No, they're your signature now.
So I guess like the whole range kind of like for provisioning, like I think that works really well, because it is, I guess, like it's technically you can go full zero waste, no washing up or cleaning after that.
Oh, that's awesome. The stewardesses will like that, just pop it in for the fish, they can eat it, free dinner for the fish afterwards.
Yes. So I guess again, like, so it's fun. So we just try, like, so, and that, so that's what we're trying to do. Like, subconsciously, people will start talking about sustainability. You know, like, so you wouldn't talk about sustainability to your friends, but if you have a pasta straw or like you have our edible cup, you're suddenly going to start talking.
Yeah.
And that's what hopefully it will trigger something, like whether it's now, whether it's in 5 months, whether it's in 5 years, doesn't matter. But like, that's, so it's about the 99.9% of people, like the mass, that we're trying to leave a difference and impact.
Well, I absolutely love them. And we will continue to promote the Strudels brand as and when we can. So we're going to ask you, said your favorite cocktail is mojito as a long drink.
Yes.
Can showcase these. So we'll get a cup here ideally tomorrow via UPS if we can. I might make one and put it in the can just in case there's any delivery issues. And then we'll film and make a splash with your mojito.
Yes.
Showcase these straws. We'll get your details up for everyone so they can contact you as well. Because we want to publicize the brand. But it's been amazing to learn more about the Strudels brand. It's been epic to meet you as well, Max. Mr. Strudel himself.
Thanks
for coming on to the show.
No, thank you. Thanks to you. And yeah, let's get everyone strudeling with all the different products. Thanks, Fred.
Let's strudel. Thank you. See you soon.
Thanks, Ian. Thanks for having me.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that interview as much as I did. Thanks ever so much, Maxim, for enlightening us to the thought process behind strudels. Epic. Right. Let's get some on the go. Let's see how they perform. Unfortunately, DHL did not arrive in time for us to get this uploaded up to the cloud. One of the ones up there. To get it out to you. So we're going to have to use our glass. But what we do is we use one of his compostable ones in the next show for whatever drink we're making. So, for you guys, a mojito, a beautiful classic, absolutely lovely in the sun. We're going to start with some nice fresh mint leaves, about 10 of these, into the bottom of our glass. I say fresh, these are probably a little worse for wear. They've come from our herb garden and it's been a little bit dry recently, but they still smell great. So that's the mint, we'll chuck them down there. To that we're going to add 60 mils of white rum. We're using Bacardi. Any nice white rum will do. Now, this is a controversial one. You'd normally add granulated sugar. I personally don't like granulated sugar in cold drinks. All you end up with is horrible granules to get down the back of your throat. I prefer to use a sugar syrup. It blends better, makes the drink taste better, in my opinion. But I know that that is equally a very controversial opinion. So I'm going to put in 25 mils of sugar syrup there. And to that, we're going to add a little dash of lime juice. Again, we normally use fresh limes for this, but we're actually out of limes at the moment. So we're going to add a bit of lime juice to that. And then we're going to give it a good old muddle, which is essentially just a squish, but it makes it sound a little bit more technical. Give that a great little squish. Fill up the glass with ice. Oh, already done it for me. Then we're going to top with soda. We're actually using spring water here. Gently add that in so we don't get rid of all the bubbles. Now we don't need a stirrer because we've got our beautiful strudel. There we go. In with a strudel. Let's give it a nice mix around. Perfect. We're going to garnish that with a beautiful wheel of dried lime. Oh, and I forgot Maxim's make a splash. I don't know if it's going to work because of the ice. Well, it was all right. Anyway, guys, that's our mojito with our strudel. It works perfectly. It tastes great. What better way to start a Friday morning? Cheers, guys, and we'll see you on the next episode of the Mess Mixologist.